Whenever you get a bunch of pastors' kids together, especially adult pastors' kids, you always come back to this story about how growing up, you were always at church. You were at church Wednesday nights for the middle week service. You were there for the prayer meeting. You were there for Sunday morning. You were there for Sunday night. You were there for the special activities. It never stopped. And so today, I want to ask you, why do you go to church? It's a good question. And it goes a little beyond what you might be thinking as we look into Ephesians chapter 6 and warfare. Hang in there. That's where we're going today. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Garth Ekman, David Alliance. Thanks for tuning in. Hey, those of you who listen on 97X, I hope you got to go to their 97X Days open house. I did not get to go. In fact, I would have gone had I known it was taking place, but I did get a reel of pictures of the open house and all the people that were there. Looked like a great time. I think my favorite photo was Tom Wiedenbeck, our sound engineer extraordinaire, throwing up gang signals. I didn't know Tom was in a gang, but he might be the oldest, whitest gang member I've ever met, but it made me laugh. Hope you guys get a chance to check out the new digs, the new facility. Anyway, listen, if you want to reach out to me, you can at tdhgiantslayer@gmail.com. Thanks for listening, whether it be on Spotify or Google Play or, you know, iTunes, whatever you do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for rating the podcast. It means a lot. And as always, please spread the word. We appreciate it. We've got over 120,000 listeners now, and it means a lot. I looked last week. We're being listened to in Singapore and Germany and all over the world, and it just blows my mind. So, hey, way to go. So, let's jump into today. Why do you go to church? Look, when I was a kid, I went to church simply because my dad was the pastor. Therefore, I had to go to church. But in today's world, you ask yourself, why go to church? When you read Ephesians chapter 6, you get an understanding about spiritual warfare, but one of the things you might miss is in verse 16, it says, above all else, take the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Now, back then, there were two different types of shield. There was one shield that was round, kind of looked like the Captain America shield. I believe the Greek word there was Arios, and it was for just fanfare. It was for, you know, like walking down the street, marching and being in, you know, big, huge festivals and fanfare for the people to watch and ooh and ah. It wasn't the shield you took out to battle. In fact, sometimes this shield had pictures painted on it. It was just for looks. And there are a lot of people who have a shield of faith, and it's just for looks. But then there was the other shield that you took into battle, and the Greek word there was therios. And that literally meant door. It was a term to describe a door because that's how big the shield was. It was about 4 feet tall, about 3.5 feet wide. But here's the amazing thing. That shield had a hook that you could hook onto your belt, which in the, you know, when we look at the armor and the spiritual warfare, the belt was the word of God. So your shield of faith was directly tied to your belt. If you're not in the Word of God, your shield of faith is pretty weak. You probably might just carry one of those fanfare, look good type of shields. You talk a lot about Christianity. You may go to church. You might read your Bible once in a while. You might go to seminars and conferences and listen to Christian music. But you don't really fight in the fight. You don't have the shield of faith that pushes forward and fights. But I digress. The other thing amazing about this shield is that it was made out of 6 layers of leather. And every day, the soldier had to get up, and it was religious. It was ritual. You got up, and you soaked that shield in oil. You wiped it down with oil, and you wanted all 6 of those layers of leather to soak up the oil, because then you soaked it in water. And you go, wait a second, oil and water don't mix. Why would you do that? Well, very simple. The oil would saturate the layers of leather, and then when you would soak it in water, those layers would have water get in between them, and that oil would kind of hold them in place. So when a fiery arrow was shot at you, it would hit this shield of faith, and the water that was encapsulated in between the layers would burst and put out the arrow. And you go, Garth, that's great, but back to the question. Why do we go to church? Well, hold on. Here's the next thing about that shield. When we look at oil and water in Scripture, we understand that oil stands for the anointing. It means you're set apart for God. It means you've taken time to be alone with God every day, as was the ritual for the Roman soldier when he was taking care of his shield. You took time to get away, to be with God. In a sense, you're being anointed, you're set apart for his work. And then water in Scripture is seen as the washing of the Word. God's Word washes us, renews us, strengthens us, purifies us. So we have this 1-2 punch that we see in the spiritual armor as applied and seen in the physical armor, that we have this shield of faith. It's connected to the Word of God, and daily we must get into the Word of God. Daily we must spend time with Christ so that there's oil and water, oil and water. And again you go, but Garth, what does that have to do with going to church? I've heard people say, I don't need to go to church to be a Christian. And you're right, you don't. And you don't need to go home to be married, but it would probably help your marriage if you did. My point is this. That shield had one other incredibly significant feature, and that was that each one of those shields interlocked to the shield next to it. So it would literally form a wall. So you would advance in faith forward in battle, knowing that the person to the right, to the left, and thus forth would have your back in a sense. You were only as strong as your weakest link or as your weakest shield. Why do you go to church? Because even if you're doing great, on fire for God, you read, you pray, you oil up and you water, there are people in church that need you by their side. There are people in church that need to have you have their back. There are people in church that need someone to come alongside them, and because their faith might be a little weak, they can latch on and lock into your faith, and you can help push forward. Look, there are times all throughout my life I had to link up with other men of God who had shields of faith stronger than mine to move forward. And there are definitely times, even now, where I link up with other men with shields of faith to help them propel forward. Why do I go to church? Because I need you. And why do I go to church? Because you need me. Don't forget it. Live it. Make it happen. Every morning, oil up and water, and get ready to push forward with your shield of faith. Garth Heckman, David Lyons, keep slaying giants.